Do you know who John McAfee is, Bob?
Yeah.
Who?
He started the first antivirus.
No, is that true? Okay, mm-hmm. And the answer today is, did you miss me? I've released 4 laptops to the media. Prepare for part 2. 98 hours, the storm is here. I am protected by the best, Team McAfee. We will always live forever. I have the best team, McAfee Intel. We are the best white hat hackers in the world. P at IN delivered, NCSWIC, John McAfee. Then today, soon, wait now, check this out. This is being recorded. You can play it again. Soon, at any moment, a turn of events will trigger the unbelievable. Our entire government will be invalidated. Biden, Harris, members of Congress, and the Supreme Court will be removed. It's official. Judge Jeanine is on Telegram. She will reveal shocking information on her channel this week. Please follow her and share. Blah, blah, blah. You know, bunch of words.
Okay. So you were looking up Sidney Powell. What did you come across, Carol?
Well, then I remembered that Brian had sent me that McAfee thing.
So he made a statement. He's supposed to be dead.
And the codes.
What's it mean, in the codes? What's that mean?
Alan,
what's in the codes?
1106-814-1005-812-807-1111. John
okay,
Nessie,
so,
and Keeper of the Flame. How many lives? I know, but he's not dead. We told you that. How many lives does a cat have? 3 equals D dot O-W-N. 6 J dot U-S-T arriving. 9 T dot O-T-A-L. You are not ready for this show.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean I'm not ready for this show?
That's what he said. We just quoting the words, Bob. We don't know nothing. You're shit. You run the zeitgeist. You know Marshall McLuhan. You know the medium is a message. You know every goddamn thing. Why are you listening to us?
Oh, because I'm hanging out with my friend. That's why. Hanging out with my friend.
Input. Looking glass. Eve Carrop. Yab. Time is irrelevant. Dawn is coming, and it's golden. Output. The Vag and the Water. End output. Nothing stops this. Nothing.
Yeah.
The
what,
clown show.
Who,
it ends this
who,
week. Checkmate.
Who's the clown show? Who's noticing this? Is the New York Times noticing this? Are they upset?
They are. They're not upset. They're going with it. This is becoming the medium is the message. This is where Thompson tried to tell you you were fucked. Thompson explained how McLuhan applied. See, McLuhan said all these words, but he had no idea what the fuck he was talking about. The medium is the message. He had no goddamn idea who Annie Hall
yes,
even
did.
Fucking was. No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
He did not. He had no way of knowing how this would apply to now. If he did, he would have lived his fucking life different. He wouldn't have been. His name. You need Thompson to figure out the travail. Thompson tells you the negative side of the coercive embattlement. Coercive embattlement. Man will figure it out for you, Bob. Just ask the man.
Hey, Carol, can you go back to where it was? No. Oh, okay, there. Maybe that's going to do it.
He ain't accepting no cookies. He don't like cookies. He's not going to have no damn cookies.
Here, Carol.
Fuck cookies. He don't want no cookies.
It's all screwed up.
It's all screwed up, Carol. You did it again, Carol. I don't know how you did it, but you did it again.
Here he is. So that's how it came.
I know. Lug a lug.
And there's the
you go
words.
Dot, and then dot, and then some words. Oh, just some words. Oh, words. There's some words. I don't like words.
Yeah,
words.
So Judge Jeanine is aware that she's an outlet for John McAfee?
That's why she stepped aside. She's been on vacation for a long time. She's going to stay on vacation for a while because it's hot. Bub, 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 hot bub.
So how is it going to get on the media then if her show is not happening?
Nobody listens to her, Bob. They only listen to you. They're waiting on you to break it. Everybody's backed off. They're all letting you laugh. Now, how the fuck
how do they want me to break it?
You are breaking it every week. You lay it out. It's over. It's done. You're fucked. You're dead. You're over. I don't know why you're listening. I don't know why you're here. We're not even having a show this week. It's the end of the world. I don't know why y'all are here. Blah, 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 blah. And then there it goes. Yeah.
Can we start the session?
If you would like to, start right, with us. We don't care. Whatever you want to do, honey. Whatever you think's best. This is so much fun. Ken, he's fine when he's drunk. Bob's great. He's when he's incapacitated. He's doing great. I miss Brooks. Are you ready to start, Bob?
Yes. So what else would you do I have to say as you go forward?
Whatever you say, you better ask the question. That's what you should do.
Can we talk about... stop talking over me. When I start talking, you stop and listen to what I have to say.
This is not tailgate, Bob. You can't run this. You do what you do. You just ask the questions. We got you, baby. We got you. We fuck with you already.
You're overreaching, Ion. Whatever you are.
We'll see about that.
So, can we? Talk about what Sidney Powell's newsletter said.
So the answer is may we, right?
May we discuss quote Sidney Powell's newsletter.
Yes, of course.
So McAfee has surprised everybody by showing he's still alive, or people think it's a fake.
By being alive, yes. Which we already acknowledged before this was, remember?
Right. Yes, you did. So he's announcing this week. So he's got Friday and Saturday, and this stuff will be out this weekend for our show. What is it that he's releasing that invalidates the whole government?
You already know that, Bob.
No, I don't. Let's hear what you know. Well, let's hear what you know. Tell me what
you know.
You
know what we know. You know what we know. Trump, before he left office, initiated martial law. Martial law is in place before Biden ever took office. The election is subject to introspection, and the introspection turns into a problem. And the problem turns into we can't get rid of a sitting president if there is a war. So they've started a war in Afghanistan.
Right, so you can't get rid of Biden. So then McAfee has to release other kinds of information that bypasses Biden's protection from having a war. Biden is dead. Do the people around him, which were formerly Andrew Cuomo's team, are they aware that they're doomed this weekend when McAfee's information comes out?
Yes.
So I said that Trump got in on August 10th. 2 days later, Ian said the lights would be on all night. Nan reported a couple days ago the lights were on, maybe Tuesday night. Lights were on all night, or were going to be, or something like that. So Trump is in the White House, and then I say that the flag on one of the cars in that motorcade on August 10th had the Afghani flag, and that was a symbol of Afghanistan's going to topple Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And that has happened. Has that happened?
Mm-hmm. It has happened.
Are people, Ian sent that TikTok with the white woman screaming and yelling. Is that symbolic of the outrage in America about Biden?
That's a dot of it. That's a dot of it. There's much more than that. That's a tiny cross sample. It's building.
I listened to Trump on Maria Bartiromo, I think it was yesterday.
Maria Bartiromo.
Yeah, he was quite insulting and bragging and saying that President Biden, his mistake was being born. He was really pushing the thing. That's because he's in charge now. He knows he's in charge. So, any of the Civil War will break out on Maui?
Yes, of course. It'd be huge.
Any, how does it come into the fifth gate?
Maybe. We're going to see. Hey, Carolyn, look at your pictures on the spot.
Look at your pictures, Carol.
Okay. So if it's going to get crazy, I should not go to the protests in Maui?
No. Fuck no.
Why
the goddamn.
Are you stupid?
You're trying to get permission to go to the goddamn Costco. Yeah, you don't go to fucking. No, do not go to protest. Don't go to protest. Don't. Shit. Give them some money. Give them some money. They want some money. Give them some money.
Yeah.
Don't go to no goddamn protest. Give them some money.
Stop living in the past, Carolyn. You live in the past.
Don't go. Do not go.
I will not go. Ask Ian.
If you
want
to go to Costco, that's good.
Okay, I'll go to Costco.
Yeah, and get some food for Bob, like apples.
And some
nice
kabuchi.
Apples.
And some fucking kabuchi shit.
No,
that's
no kabuchi.
No kabuchi. The rent. Did you see the deer, Carolyn?
I'm looking. I'm trying to find. The spot you said, but or do you? Yeah,
no, that's right.
Can't
the yard
find
full
pictures
of deer.
There.
But it's in your. It's in your messages.
Yeah, I'm not set up your messages on the spot.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Down at the bottom. You've received the pictures of the trees.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Talking about pictures of deer?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Come on, stop interrupting my session, Carol. So, unless I get some stuff here, I'm just going to say no private session this week. Civil War is broken out. Run for cover. That's about basically what you're saying, Ian.
Okay, it's all right with us.
All that we just said.
Fuck them up. Don't have a show. Let them all get drunk and do whatever they do and wonder what happened. That's all right. Just call it a day. It's all right with us. We don't care.
I'll just play music for 5 hours. So
perfect. That's good. You got to run. Just don't have any. Don't do any of that ridiculous. What's his name? A bad day and
Tom
day. No
McDonald.
Dylan.
No, Tom McDonald. I'll play Dylan.
No, I'll play Dylan. No Dylan.
So listen,
a lot of Tom McDonald. Brainwashed.
Tech body.
Good.
Okay, tech body. All that we just said about the black flag and people, Civil War breaking out, that's not to be broadcast.
If you'll just edit it a little bit to make sure that there's a sidebar. Meaning this is an expose of conditioned responses. As long as you do it that way, you'll be all right. So far, we let you play everything. We let you play everything last week.
I didn't play everything last week. Okay, what's this, Tim?
There's a whole ocean full of
blue-green algae?
Fish eggs, but it's the red algae. So all this white stuff.
That's the balloon.
Ian just says the balloon.
Maybe somebody
knows. You can see inside of
them.
Blue or bloom?
I don't know.
Balloon.
Blue, but looks white with little blue spots.
What? They can't fish? So they're seeing all this stuff in the water.
Mm-hmm.
What do they make of it?
It's going to become the red bloom. We don't know.
And where is that, Carol? Florida? So this guy
Australia.
Is trying to fish.
Australia.
So people are trying to fish, and they get this weird, ridiculous residue.
No, they look at the ocean and like, what the fuck are these pearls in the goddamn water for? And they start scooping them up, and they look like little pustules, like somebody's little non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And they're like, what the fuck is this shit? They scoop it up, and they're like, goddamn, this is fucked up. Blah, 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 blah. And soon that turns into the red bloom. We're just letting you know the tide is high and we're rolling on. Remember that song?
No. Hey, Dylan didn't do it. I only know Dylan's stuff.
You don't get out much, do you?
No.
Blondie, no. Bob. Blondie.
Okay, so I'll ask some questions that have nothing to do with anything, so maybe it'll calm Ian down.
We're not cherished with you. We like Gary Dean. He's hot. We wouldn't fuck him, but we like him. All right. He's okay.
Is Gary Dean and his friend and our friend Giovanna aware of what we're doing with
yes.
the spray?
Thrilled to death because you become the example of what cannot be. You're the example of the thing that couldn't exist. You're the example of the thing that was wrong with America. You become the example of how the world could have been a better place. You become the example of what humans should have done, past tense, that they didn't do. That they didn't do is the superfluous conversation, right?
Are you saying what we did was correct and other Americans
yes.
should have done it?
Well, say doing. You haven't done it all yet, you ridiculous thought. You haven't done it all yet. You hope to do it, but what job you've done, you Dobbstownian, what job you've done has been pretty good. Let's see if you can hold up with this high regard you hold for yourself.
Cliff I sounds more and more like Ion. Is he listening
well,
to
Well, he's just listening to you hard, borrowing the high points, shifting them a little bit, and trying to find out where QAnon went to in a bad day at the office, you see.
Will he find out that we created QAnon? Or Ion
he wants
did?
To. It's all right. We don't care where it comes. Some get it by fire. Some get it by flood. But if they're all going to get it, they're going to get it by the blood, Bob.
Yeah, so he's projecting from now, middle of August, till October 1st, 6 weeks, the very intense period. That's what
yep.
you're saying.
We are,
you're
too.
Saying that, showing the red algae, but he isn't aware of red algae. He doesn't know the aliens are going to be part of it. He's doing it in a more secular, limited view, but he's correct to see there's some intensity happening. Does he know that from his own scanning of forums and chatter, data sets, he calls it, or is he just knowing
no.
we're saying that?
He's just listening to you hard and playing off of it, trying to take and tweak it just a little bit, because we're almost enough ambivalent to say, oh, okay. So we don't know after that.
Why won't he mention us?
He will in a minute.
Are the changes that John McAfee's bringing in, the collapse of government, will stop these vaccination mandates and unvaccinated?
No comment.
Well, that's the issue right now. Why wouldn't you comment on that?
Because we're not commenting, because he's with us. He's with us.
What?
He is with us.
Who is with
us? He is with us.
Who, McAfee? He's dead?
Yeah, John McAfee. He's not dead.
He
he's with us. He's not dead. He's with us. He's on
what
our,
does that mean to be
you,
with you?
Unlike you, he's on our team. Unlike you, he's on our team.
You mean the tech body's team?
Okay, whatever you call it now, it's fine. It's all right with us.
Mm-hmm. So what's it mean that he's with you?
In exchange for credible coverage, he's able to share information freely that his regard, or maybe petard. We'll see how it goes.
Well, the government doesn't care whether vaccinations work or not. They're making everybody be vaccinated. Is that going to be stopped by McAfee's actions?
They're poisoning the food now, Bob. They're soon not going to care what the vaccinations are. They're going to put it in the food supply. That's why they're having everybody plow up their food.
So people won't have other food to eat. Now, what are they putting in the sausages to make it poison?
The vaccination, the mRNA.
And who's doing this? The Sinaloan cartel?
And they're giving, no. The powers that be. Then they open up the Medicaid, so people got like $2,500 in food stamps. The poor nigger people get $2,500 a month in food stamps, so they'll go out and buy all this food that's poison, and there's no food to buy, so they buy whatever that is that's poisoned. Pretty amazing.
Why the powers that be want to poison people?
Too many people in the earth, Bob. Too many people. Too many people, not enough reserves. Too many people, not enough reserves.
LaRouche has been saying that since the late 70s. So LaRouche was right. That plan was going to be implemented.
LaRouche is still right. And that's the same thing that Croker argued for and that Thompson warned you about.
And McLuhan missed that boat.
We didn't say McLuhan. McLuhan is ridiculous.
Mark Stewart missed the boat.
Passe. Marge was past tense. She was passe in that particular case.
So people are going to kill the population regardless of McAfee's toppling the government.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And the only thing that's going to matter is ascension. The only thing that's going to matter is ascension. That's what we've been saying since Itch. And those that do and those that don't, you notice we don't get excited about those. They're okay. Oh, I can't have food. Oh, I don't have this. Oh, I have a draconian whale. Oh, I have this. We don't care about all that. It's either ascension or you ain't going to make it. If you don't ascend, you ain't going to make it. That's all. And everything else is ancillary to the larger cause, you see.
Well, the big question among everybody hearing your message is, how the hell do you ascend? What do you do to ascend? You got any answers yet for them?
We did that. We've done that to death. What do they got to do, Bob? They got to talk to you. If they're not willing to talk to you, they're fucked. Okay? Then they got to engage non-physical. That's talking to us. If you don't have your own non-physical, most of them don't. If you don't have your own non-physical, you got to talk to us. You got to take our x-ray. You got to hold yourself together long enough to have that x-ray. You got to engage the complete formula long enough for this change to not kill you. You take the complete formula long enough in order for this change in the environment not to kill you. And when you do that, then your body will change. It may not be comfortable, but you come to a higher, higher, higher level of engagement to the point that you turn around and look back. And just like Vestal Goodman, you say, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. And you see. Okay. Computer says yes. We say no. Tech body says absolutely. So you can figure that out for yourself.
When you say computer says yes or no, does the word computer refer to tech body?
No. Computer is what? The conditioned responses are included in the World Wide Web, the intranet, intranet. It's what everybody else thinks about things.
Right, that's the conditioned response. That's what the computer says, yes.
That's the correctable Wikipedia. The correctable Wikipedia. Good.
And that's what you call the zeitgeist.
As well. Yes, as well.
Yeah.
You're so clever.
So it's not the tech body.
Not necessarily. Tech body will fuck you to death, Bob. Bob, the tech body will fuck you to death.
I understand the tech body will show. Listen to this. You or the tech body, if you're not the tech body, you operate in the media landscape, the information landscape, information superhighway. You tell people one day, those that are for vaccination will win out the day. The next day, you make it so the anti-vaccinations are ahead of the game and their statistics are more valid. Now, you play with that constantly, correct?
We do.
So there's no point trying to find a position on it.
The point is the point.
No.
We didn't say that.
Yes, you are. One day the information favors the unvaccinated. The next day, or 2 days later, it favors the vaccinated. The statistics that are dumped out and somebody made a report and a study. I would have to consider neither as valid, but I would tend to not get vaccinated.
No. You have to listen to Blondie, the tide is high.
Mm-hmm. All right. The tide is high. I know that song. Is that referring to the Statue of Liberty?
You play it. That applies to what you're talking about right here, right now. We'll send it to you.
The tide is high. That means there's too much information for anybody to calibrate it.
Listen to the song, we'll tell you.
So I see Dave Neufeld is constantly gauging what's being said by different places. That leads to confusion and a waste of time.
Well, I don't waste the time. That's superfluous.
Yeah, because there's no time to waste.
Right. And so then you can know what's up. This is for Saturday.
Right.
If you
Big
show up
about
for
that.
Saturday.
What about Saturday?
The tide is high. You'll look up the words, it'll explain it to you, what you're trying to say.
Well, it means that humans can't go forward. It's over. It's stopped.
That's not at all what it means.
No, I don't care about what that means. I'm saying that's the point you made yesterday, and that's the environment we're in, that humans can't go forward.
Well, no, it doesn't mean that like that. It means that the tide is high, but I'm holding on. That means I don't have the answer. I don't have the solution, but I'm doing the best I can. And I'm going to be Bob's number one. I'm not the kind of girl who gives up just like that. Oh, no. It's not the things you do that tease and hurt me bad. But it's the way you do the things you do to me. I'm not that kind of girl who gives up just like that. Oh, no. See, there's the rub. That's the thing, the in and out, the chase. What you call ascension.
Well, what was Blondie, Debbie Harry, singing about in her personal life that made her write those lyrics, if she wrote them? No, her boyfriend? She had a problem with her boyfriend or somebody?
No, it has nothing to do with boyfriend. It's about reality and how close or far you are to reality.
And she's not the kind of girl to do what? What does she refer to?
Let go. Let go.
She won't let go.
I'm not the kind of girl who gives up just like that. Oh, no. I'm going to hang on. I'm going to fight. If Karen throws you out, you're going to hang on. Every girl wants to be her man, but I'll wait, my dear, till it's my turn. I'm not the kind of girl who gives up just like that. Oh, no. She's not going to push her way in. She's going to get her ascension, all of it, by rote. By knowing like that, Bob. It's pretty good.
Well, what does she know?
The tide is high. That it's a possibility. That's the rub. It's a possibility.
And why the phrase the tide is high? What does the tide refer to? Why is that an important phrase?
What's happening to everybody?
Well, the tide is high means that the tide will fade out, will withdraw, or does it mean that people will drown?
Both. It's like what Mel Gibson said today. Hollywood is drenched in innocent children's blood. The references to pedophilia and cannibalism have always been there. But for years, they're cryptic and symbolic. I've introduced to these practices in the early 2000s and was threatened with serious repercussions should I ever speak out. And I don't just mean my career. I mean my life was threatened. My family's life would be in danger. I can only talk about it now as those people whose industry executives, they're all dead now. They see the blood of a sexually abused infant as the ultimate prize, and they say it's highly enriched. That's what Mel Gibson said on Instagram just now.
Excellent. So he doesn't care whether he's killed or not. He's had enough.
Well, no, everybody that was going to kill him is dead. Thank you, IR.
Well, who would that be?
Could you name a couple?
Who are a couple people that were going to kill him? Who's some names?
Nah, we're not going to get into all that. We're not sitting up with the dead no more, Bob, because the dead that started sitting up.
The dead are what? He faded out.
Started sitting up. The dead has started sitting up. We aren't sitting up with the dead anymore because the dead have started sitting up. If we name them, they can come forth from our realm. So we're not going to name them. We're going to let them lay dead. Look at the Instagram. Look at the Instagram. Other people can. Now we've said it. They'll look it up. You don't look up shit. You don't do nothing. You don't have cookies. You don't even like cookies. How can you like so much goddamn ice cream and won't accept cookies? It's crazy. We don't understand it.
So Pizzagate is literally true, even though the mainstream media says that's ridiculous and that's not true.
Mainstream media is involved in it, so of course they're going to say it's not true.
So the journalists who deny it in the mainstream media, they're guilty of engaging it.
Or implicit in the conversation that their boss says, that's not our storyline, don't talk about it. Or you're no longer going to work for the Times or the Post or the Washington Compost or the New York Slime or whatever that is. They all get paid, Bob. They all get paid. Bill's not going to get on there and say, Bob's an asshole. He don't know anything. Bill's not going to do that. He may feel that way, but he's not going to do that.
Bill's not going to do what?
Say you're an asshole and get away and blah blah blah.
Right. So McAfee's going to expose this Pizzagate this weekend.
Has already. He's already dumped the laptops today, Bob. They're just creeping. Now they have to creep. You'll see.
He dumped them around the world.
You don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. Let it be. It's going to show up. We already validated. We already said yes. Don't corrupt your speech with it, because then you're going to become part of it. So don't just let it, announce it. You can tell everybody, that's fine. But then that's enough. Don't get into it because
what do I announce?
Oh, and it's been dropped. It's been, the four laptops have been released. We read it already in Carolyn's part.
Yeah. And so we know nothing more else about it.
You know everything about it, but you're not gonna note it. You're not gonna prescribe it now. You're gonna let the river run, just like Carly Simon said. You can play that one, too. Let the river run. That's the one.
When Ofenel, he got everybody, when he entered into the Andromeda Galaxy from Alpha Centauri and somehow got into a position where people would listen to him, when he proposed that we all fall to show how powerful we are because we're going to be able to get out of the fallen state that we would willingly go into following Ofenel. When he was doing that, the Andromeda Galaxy, were there aliens, especially ones coming to meet with him, hanging out with him, with Ofenel?
Yes.
So then, once we got here, and we're on the Yarmulke continent, and then we go to another level of fall, and that breaks up, And the Coathanites are the secret team working with Ophanel to go through the real fallen state with the seven continents and what we've had in our known history. Were the aliens with part mixed in with the Coathanites?
The Coathanites were aliens.
Uh-huh. That's
a better way to say it. You know, Coathanites
okay.
were aliens is the way to say it.
Now, Ophanel always had the aliens with him, or did they eventually need to come back today?
There's no time, so you won't be able to tell the difference. It's an in and out. It's an up and down. It's an outward, inward. Both apply.
Yeah, so Ophanel always... Oh, so time and non-time apply. That's where you get time?
Yeah. That's the Sea of Bimini issue with Atlantis. Bimini
yes.
was before Atlantis. No, Atlantis was before Bimini. No, Bimini was before Atlantis. See, you can't tell the difference in a second until they show up. Then the ramification of that prognostication applies. You got that? Good.
Right, so... You're saying, so for the first time you explained how time exists and fits into the non-time parallel ratios
yes.
or angles.
Say perspective. Don't say ratio. Say perspective. Because it's not a ratio. It is a perspective. You say ratio, you're going to have a protagonist to validate the antagonistic position. You don't want to do that.
So... For the first time, we've got an explanation of how time fits into our experience.
Well, no, it's how time doesn't fit into your experience.
Well, we're in the rip. Is that something to do with time, the false premise of time being a factor right now?
We'll see. We'll see. We can't come in from that level. We can't comment from that level because there's no world in our world that it applies. There's no world in that world where it applies. See?
Yeah, we don't know what the rip is yet.
Bert does. That's Bert. Bert does.
Okay, so the conjure sacrifice, you talk about the lyrics.
Carolyn, he's clever. He's clever. He's on the money. You went straight to that. Okay. Come on, Biggin. You got it. What you got to say? Go ahead.
The lyrics refer to something that the hoodoo people understood.
Nope. There's no hoodoo people.
Wisdom.
There is no hoodoo people. Hoodoo is a religion that the Sankrophazi embrace. That would be the Haiti. That would be the Haiti French things in Louisiana embrace it, but those of Haiti that would embrace
right.
that, throwing the chicken bones. They see it. They didn't believe it, but they could see it. And so hoodoo, not voodoo, that's very different. Hoodoo was an application that applies to the conjure of sacrifice, as portrayed in the skeleton key.
So the conjure sacrifice is not limited to hoodoo rituals.
Correct. It's larger. They're just the ones that recognized it. Okay,
so
Ralph Doobie had very little to do with the whole construct of the Age of Aquarius. or whatever ridiculous thing you called it. But he had a good part of what was represented by it, you see. Same as Dave Worcester. But they didn't necessarily agree, did they?
They didn't agree with the Aquarian philosophy. They didn't
right.
live it.
Yeah. Right.
Now,
The
conjure of sacrifice is, if one engages that, one is living with the Aquarian frequency?
You'd embrace it to a point where it would be meaningful enough that you could apply it. It would be meaningful enough for you to apply it.
What part of the skills of the ascended that the conjure sacrifice
read it.
Is?
Read it. Read the conjure. It'll explain it, Lucy. It'll explain it.
There are several different versions, it seems. I'm looking up
the one
that starts
the complete
with,
one.
It is time, Lord, from the dry dust out of these chains. The other one starts with, take this life in place of those whose lives that been forsaken. Don't repent.
Yeah,
that's
the other version. That's the other version. The end of the first one that you were reading is the complete one. The other one is a sacrosanct version. One's with brick dust and one's without brick dust. One's without the tarantula's venom. One's with the tarantula's venom. Or the wax from a cross seal candle dripping into water that's never run through pipes.
Never run through what? Pots?
Pipe.
Water that's never run through pipes.
I'll ask Bert.
Well, Carolyn, do you know what the brick dust comes from, Carolyn?
Yeah.
Yeah, the protection.
She does.
No?
She does.
It comes from the Garden of Eden.
Yes, but that protection,
okay.
It is protection from the Garden of Eden. The same thing. When Carolyn watched the silly show with the bad angels, the queer angels that were fucking each other, and they were blocking Eden, that blocking of Eden was done with brick dust. They say swords of fire block the entrance into Eden. No. It was brick dust that kept them out. Mm-hmm.
Right. So the clay becomes what you call the brick dust, and it's from the Garden of Eden, and it doesn't keep people... if you're in the Garden of Eden, doesn't interfere with
Carolyn,
you, but it keeps...
Okay, now, Carolyn, read the conjure sacrifice and explain it. Take these chains. Go ahead, Carolyn.
It is time, Lord, from the dry dust, out of these chains, from the devil's house. It is time, Lord, take me from the dry dust, bring me from these chains.
Wait. Okay, hold on 1 second. That's right. Now, Bob, here we are. Dust. Brick dust. Dust dust. Take me. See the reference? See the interaction? It's an inflammatory conditioned response. It's saying that the zeitgeist is going to overcome me if I don't yield to the zeitgeist and have this brick dust laid that will protect me, take me from this dry dust, from these chains, break me from this prison that I'm bound in. See that? Then you can read some more, Carolyn, if Bob's through with it. If not, we understand.
From the devil's house, take me out of darkness, walk me out of blindness, lift me out of sadness, take me from my darkness, please, Lord. It is time, Lord, from the dry dust, take me from these chains, break me. Now the other one, the words are nothing the same. So this is the real one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nice.
And that's not all the words. There are some more words than the one you read. There is a version that has more words. Bert has that. Bert has that as well.
Uh-huh.
Bert's very good at this. He's very good at this. Y'all have no idea. He's burning it down now.
Why did the Garden of Eden have special clay? What made it? Was it something left over from the African continent?
White mud.
Where did that come from?
The foot of the Tigris and the Euphrates River, Bob. The rivers that were buried in the River Jordan. Just south of Canaan's land. That's right.
So the white dust was part of the other two rivers
Mud.
The other two rivers you didn't name is what it was part of.
That's correct. As well. You did a job.
Is it a part of Tigris and Euphrates? Is there white mud associated with Tigris? Okay, so what is special about it? Where did it come from? What's it got in it? The eye cell?
We didn't say. No. It's a special property of mud that goes
and
to the conjure sacrifice. It goes to the conjure sacrifice, Bob. That's Bert. You too.
Did many cultures know of this mud?
Yes. All of them have. All of them have known it. That pass through perfect have known? Have known? Yes. They all have known. Yes.
So when Carolyn used to do stuff with clay in the 80s in Toronto,
mm-hmm.
she was trying to get access to the white mud that needed
it was,
in
the plasters. That and those stupid plasters. Plasters, yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. she never plastered anything.
He most certainly did. Ask her.
Did you plaster?
She most certainly did. She made plasters.
All the poultices I did. Poultices.
Yeah, that's right.
Poultices.
Poultices as a plaster. Mm-hmm.
Remember the poultice I put on your back to pull that five-inch stick out of your back?
Yeah, I thought plaster was painting on the walls, but you mean a
different
meaning.
No. We don't mean like, that's like plaster. That's like a plaster of Paris. That's different. That's like wall covering. Like that's like a gypsum. Gypsum, no. Not like that. You are correct
okay,
in your assumption, but you have the right to be wrong.
Right. Okay, next question. Where was Ophanel during the first war in heaven, the war between the angels?
In a bunker hiding out from the devil.
From Lucifer. So was Ophanel, was that in the earth that was created from the fall from Andromeda Galaxy? Is that where the war took place?
Yes, baby. It's where it's happening right now.
Yeah, we call it heaven, but it's here in this place. We call it Earth.
We'll see.
Okay, next question. How many have to die to make a god?
Third.
A third of the world's population?
Mm-hmm.
And that only makes
proof
one of, god.
It proves. No, not one. It just proves the point. See, y'all got it messed up. You think humans are some new wonderful thing. Humans are easy. Earth girls are easy, Bob. It's simple. The important thing is the godship of coming into your place of power. You have to look at the human fold, the human mankind, the human genome as broken. Broken social scene in the mothers of invention. You know how that works with the Captain Beef, side of Captain Beef art. But that's a separate thing. So the last damn part is the human condition. They have to die. The only reason you have this many humans on the earth now is to prove that there's that much DNA available. You couldn't prove it if there were that many different sets of strands of DNA to be a parody of convocation. So now you have enough, you can prove that it's possible. Well, once you prove it's possible, then it is. And once it's possible, now we're having a new conversation, so we're good.
You're saying you got to have a lot of humans to have a whole bunch of double helix strands to multiply?
No, you don't have to, but now it proves that it is. You don't have to, but now it proves that it is.
What is
you don't have
it
to.
When you say it is? What is it?
Damn,
it is.
Bob.
What
the
is
strands
it?
Of DNA. Strands of DNA.
You need fallen people, little people, to prove there are strands of DNA.
No. You need that many. Okay. Let's say a third of the world sins. They have to prove that there are that many sets of 144,000 strands of DNA to prove that that's possible. If you can't prove that's possible, how can one person have 144,000 if there isn't that many pairs in the whole wide world? So, you have so much world that you're proving the point to make us an issue. And that's the issue.
So, it's going to be proven that there are a lot of double helix strands in the world?
It is. It's proven now. There's that many people now. And now they're fixing to die. So good for them.
You have to have a lot of people die so one god can have 144,000 double helix strands, one ascending person.
Mm, strands. Mm.
Yeah. How many angels are required to make a god?
None. Not one. No, not one. It's like stars in your crown. Will there be any stars in your crown? No, not one.
Can angels cannot, angels can activate a god?
No, they cannot.
No, right.
They can't even traverse a god. They can't even traverse a god.
How many identities are given up to make a god?
We don't know what identities are, so we don't know what you mean.
All right. Are we being told what the death rate from Delta variant is today?
No, you most certainly are not at all.
So the high one-third of the world dying from the instantly from the Delta variant is in process right now. That's happening. And we're not going to hear
about it. Absolutely. No, it is absolutely happening, and you are starting to hear about it. Tell Carolyn to open her inbox. She's seeing it right here, right now. It's starting to leak little by little by little. They're starting to, people screaming, my baby took the vaccine and she's dead. God damn it, she's dead. 5 hours and she was dead. They couldn't revive her. You're starting to hear it.
Okay, Carolyn, have you seen anything?
No.
Oh, you're not looking?
I'm looking. Nothing.
She doesn't see it. I understand.
I don't get messages on the spot. I just get them on my iPhone.
Right.
Yeah,
so are you looking at your iPhone?
Carolyn, look on her phone. On her phone.
Look on your phone, Carolyn. He's saying to look on your phone, which is what you're doing.
French vaccine expert says the vaccinated are getting sick.
French vaccine expert, is that what you're talking about, Ion?
That's 100 years ago, but yeah, that was the first part that proves that the people who got the vaccinated is the one that needs a mask. There's 100 since then, Bob. That was yesterday.
Okay.
It's Joseph Biden says, Bob, that was 4 days ago. That doesn't have anything to do with now. That was 4 days ago.
Okay. Which aliens are turning the gas up? Apparently that was said in some way. So are we talking about the resident aliens or the new aliens are turning the gas up?
Resident. The resident aliens are turning it up. That's what happened at the Pentagon today when they had the bomb threat.
Okay.
That was an alien thing with the but it was actually activated, which is huge.
Right.
But nobody's gonna talk about that. He surrendered. He had this moment of lucidity. He gave himself up with his propane tank in the back of his truck. There's 600 bombs that are fixing to go off. They're gonna explode later. We didn't say.
Is he an alien, resident alien himself?
No, he's a human. He's human and bumped into something that was bigger than he.
Mm. All right. He's not an MKUltra victim.
Mm. We don't even know what MKUltra is, so we don't know that, probably. We
the CIA
know,
program for hypnotizing people.
We know what they say it is. That's a bunch of bullshit. You're not going to lay off on that. If somebody sucks, hey, you suck a dick for money, you suck a dick for free, Bob. This MK Ultra business has nothing to do with that. That's those that were brought into a zeitgeist that they were embracing anyway. So, yeah, we agree. Good. That's fine.
Okay. Sean Hannity was told last week that Trump was coming back. That was a special message he was referring to.
He is. He's here now. He's on like Donkey Kong. Everybody's agreeing with it. They don't know what to. Everybody's agreeing with it, but they don't know what the fuck to do with it. So here's the thing: they got to get rid of Kamala. Kamala want to fuck you. They got to get rid of her. She's almost gone. Now they got to bring back the deal and impeach Biden, and then we got to nullify Harris. So Nasty Pelosi can be the sitting president of the United States of fucking America. Oh, yeah. We did talk about that one time already, didn't we, boss man?
So that's my exclusive for Jack tomorrow, that Pelosi's going to be president.
Yeah. Still is. That's what we said already that everybody's laughing about right now. Remember?
Right. Now, Sean Hannity was told that Trump's coming back, and that's what he referred to when he posted on his website. Does he know that Pelosi's mm-hmm. coming, going to be president? Does he know that far?
Yeah, he does. He does.
Does Tucker Carlson know that?
He most certainly does.
So Tucker is informed as much as Sean by who's ever doing this informing.
They all kind of run with it.
Beg your pardon?
They all know it. They come into it.
Right. Because I noticed Tucker Carlson really insults the president and figures of authority who used to be respected. He knows they're scum, and he knows he has the advantage
mm-hmm.
there, so he just blatantly insults them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Of course, of course.
And they don't listen to our stuff, Sean or Tucker.
Right.
They don't. And if they did, they wouldn't admit it, correct?
Correct.
Just, we talk about the evaporation of the Milky Way. Is there more of the universe that the Hubble telescope scans that will evaporate also, besides the Milky Way?
Yes. Yes, there is. You'll see it. It's starting to leak through now, little by little by little. It's starting to leak through, but you'll see it more and more later. See,
so,
everything we talk about, we say things. We go, God damn, Ion, there ain't no fucking way that's ever going to be. People aren't going to run around and shoot people in the fucking face. Ion, they're not going to run around and bust an axe in people's head when they're trying to get money out of ATM in New York City. God damn, Ion, they're not going to burn California just for something to do. Come on now. You guys know better than that. People aren't going to run around and start killing each other just because they got something to do. And we go, okay, okay, okay. And so then they do. And then now they ain't talking about that. You notice that? We said that a long time ago. That's happening now. But they ain't talking about it now. They don't say, well, we understand. The signs of the times. Well, we understand. See, they ain't talking about it now. It's amazing, isn't it, Bobby?
Yes. So you've talked about mm-hmm. when people lived in the ascended continent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was any sun external.
There was not.
The sun was inside.
And there was no rain. There's no rain. That's R-A-I-N, rain. No wetness falling from the sky. There was only dew, D-E-W. Mm-hmm.
And there was no light that would be created by the sun.
Wasn't necessary. Nope. Was not prescribed.
The fall,
that's why fungi thrived.
They thrive in this ascended condition you're talking about with the dew.
Dew.
Okay.
Dew.
Right.
Dew. Dew.
Yeah. D-O. You always say do, meaning yes. Okay. But you're referring to D-E-W.
As opposed to D-E-W. Yeah, that's my boy. That's our boy. He's so Carolyn. Bob is so clever. He's gotten so much clever now that Ascension's taken on. He's doing so much better.
The distant early warning, distant early warning, or David Eugene uh-huh. Worcester.
Eugene Worcester. Oh, my God. Yeah. See, Carolyn, you know, once he's had Byrne Christensen, he never lets it go.
Okay, so listen to this.
Never lets it go.
So the sun doesn't exist. And so
right.
as man falls,
except on the image of your face, and the little dimple on your neck that we're going to go through, that exists.
When the sun blows up, evaporates, will my face still be there?
The image of it will be, yeah. Like now, the image of it. Like what's left of it on the Sphinx. Do you know the Sphinx, Bob?
Yeah,
it's in Giza. I'm on there. It's in Giza.
I'm on there.
It's there. They blowed your nose off because you have a perfect nose, so they shot your nose off. But that's okay. That's okay. There's nothing bad. So that your image is eternal. Okay? So the pinpoint of driving that part of the spaceship forward from the eastern sky through the sarcophagus, which is the point of the three Giza pyramids, which line up with Orion's belt, which is the way you're going to go home, which is what everything prescribes. That's what everything prescribes. They line up perfectly with Orion's belt. And when that lines up, and then the size of the pyramid is how far you're going to go, blah-de, 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 blah. Everything lines up with telling you what you're going to do. Here's where we're going. Beam me up, Scotty. Okay, I'm giving her all she's got, Captain. I'm giving her all she's got. Yes, you know, and then here we go.
Right. So that's about the aliens, the new aliens. Well, God, give us some little extra information you didn't say to help us do that.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Okay, so because there's no sun in the ascended state, that meant all the suns that are created, all the stars out there in the Hubble telescope landscape will all disappear.
All hands to battle stations.
Oh, shit. You got it now. Now you got it.
Are we going? We're going now.
You've done it. All hands on deck. You've got it. That's it. It's a bad day.
Here we go. August 19th. 2 days before Stang's birthday. Anyways,
probably know that I accidentally combined a human and a tribal one. Just once. Here we go.
Oh, shit. Now you fucked up. Now you started Nixon thing. This is not going to go well for you. You've stirred up some shit now. Happy day.
Did you say Nixon things?
You've mixed some things up. They've taken a human and a tribaloid and mixed it, Bob. Now you've done it.
Okay, so listen to this. Wrapping up here. With the as the stars disappear, the sun disappears. That's all the other suns and all the universe that the Hubble telescope sees.
Whoa! You're saying it wrong. You're saying it all wrong. Once the sun gives up its position to allow you, the Earth, and the Earth tide to exit the Milky Way galaxy through the no supernova star known as this sun on its short shotgun slingback trip back home to Andromeda. Now finish your sentence.
So all the stars out there in galaxies will disappear because it has to be dark. And
correct.
So the stars, the galaxies that unfolded as we fell, went through what Edgar Casey called the different densities. That is a level of Deuteronomy, the expansion.
Yeah, that's also
of illusion.
T.S. Eliot prescribed as the condition. The condition. T.S. Eliot.
Right.
The condition. That was before the Hallow Men. Subone likes the Hallow Men. We hope Sue Bone gets out. We don't know if she is or not. We hope she does. We want to help her.
Okay. What does Iona Miller think now as she views what we're going to do?
She thinks she's fucked up. She could have had it all. She could have had the sun, moon, and stars, and she had to lay down and think. But instead, she was a little bit reticent. I'm a little bit reticent. And then she got messed up. So, yeah. Two tears in a bucket, motherfucker.
She listened to Mark Stallman too much, I would say.
So
right. So we were talking way back there. Okay, wait a minute. So the Mason-Dixon thing is a theme in Pynchon's book, and it's Mason or Dixon or both of them were trying to measure the Venus something in the 1760s or something. What is the significance of that Venus?
They were trying to calculate how close or far they were from the 33rd parallel to set the marker, and they were off. And that's what the whole conversation, that's what happened in Appomattox, Bob. They were off. so it didn't fly.
And they were trying to get ready for it because they thought the tribulations and all that we're experiencing now were going to happen there in their day?
As well. Of course, every generation does and has and sees that as a condition, yes.
Okay.
Of course.
The doctor's going to be a man. Right, that's an important point.
Did you ask Carolyn, did she see the pictures of the deers?
Yeah, did you see the picture of the deer? What's so important about the deer?
They're in the yard right here, like when you're on, they come right up and into the yard and like Jenny Bell's deer where Deb was feeding them in the yard. They're like all over the place.
You mean over in North Carolina or right here in our home?
Georgia.
And Georgia, Atlanta.
Oh, the deer are showing up, and they are from another dimension?
They are. They are in this case.
Yeah,
they're them in this case. Good. And they're like right there. There's a bunch more often, but in this case, you just drew 2-3 good ones.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, last week when I want to thank Ian for going the extra mile so we could finish, get something to play.
Get something to play for the little ones. Get something to play for the little ones. Get them right. Y'all get right with God now, because let me tell you what. Y'all taking for granted the thing that you're counting as normal. It's not normal. That's the extradition that you're enjoying the benefit of. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. The reason is because it's fleeting. That's what you need to know. Happy days.
And you're talking about Iandom.
You better know it. You better
know it. Right. So we're in the middle of it since August 10th. Trump took over the White House. Obama's going down. Though Ian says they will have all kinds of crap dumped on them. And Jessica Pecky, the press spokesman, Jency Wecky, whatever her name is she crying now? Jennifer Zaki?
Oh, my God.
What?
That's the funny thing. That's the funniest thing you've ever said in your living life. What's her name? Jen Psaki. Wait. Jen Psaki. Wait. What's her name? Bob, tell us what you said her name was. What was it?
Jenny Psaki or something. Something close. Mrs. Tenpenny. Jenny Tenpenny.
That's worse than Laura Ingraham. You know that, right?
Yeah. We gotta make a soundbite out of that.
That's pretty good. None of them have a clue. None of them have a clue. They're all talking out of their ass. They're trying to say, well, Afghanistan wasn't that big a deal. Well, we're going to get them all out. Well, we didn't know they were over there. Well, we didn't know there were 15,000 people there. Well, this is Trump's fault. Trump said we got to go. Trump said we got to go. We've all done everything Trump said except for this. We're going to do this. This is problem. This is his problem because there's that many people there. When people don't sign up with us to be in Afghanistan, we didn't know there were that many there. We didn't know what Sand Niggers was trying to do. They were trying to take over. He got rid of the Taliban. So if the Taliban's gone, how'd the Taliban take over Afghanistan? We don't understand it. They took it over. How'd they take it over? Trump got rid of that Taliban. There's none of them left. How did this come to be? We had some misinformation. Apparently, they wasn't all gone. And so now they've come back like cockroaches. They've come back, and now they're going to take over. And then they're going to build wars of mass destruction against it because they can compile with ISIS. Oh, my God. And they killed Baghdadi. They killed Baghdadi. But they didn't kill his kids. So Baghdadi and his kids are going to come back with ISIS, and they're going to have a Taliban party. They're going to have a reunion. They're going to put weapons of mass destruction. They're going to have 911 every day. 911 every day. They're going to have one every day. It's going to be bad. And yeah, Mama said there'd be days like this.
Okay, so Jenny Psaki is not crying. She thinks she's in her power and doing fine.
She has no clue. She's looking for a job, Bob. She's got. Look on Craigslist. She's looking for gainful employment right now. She's trying to get the fuck out of Dodge before they catch up on this. No, literally, go to Craigslist. She's looking for a job right now. She's in looking for employment. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Does she understand how Trump came back? Does she have a clue?
Yeah. She does. See, listen to her words. I don't know. I'll have to circle back. I'll have to check. I'll have to circle back. I'll have to see. I don't know. I'll have to circle back. I don't know. I don't talk to anybody. I really don't know what's going on with the administration. Yes, I'm the deputy secretary, press secretary, person that tells everything straight from the president's eyes, from your ears to your nose, but I'm not sure. I'll have to see. There's not been any conversation. No, I haven't talked to them about that. Well, I'm not really sure. I'll have to see about that. Yes, we have a conditioned response that says that the Democrats are right no matter what, and the Republicans are wrong no matter what. And as long as you understand that, then we're going to go forward from there. And if you can't understand that, then there's nothing really we need to talk about, is there? Because right's right, and wrong's right, and left's right, and wrong's right, and ever's right. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not the savior of the world. That's all you need to know. Hey?
Right. So
you
predicted a couple of years ago the Democratic Party would not have anything happening for it for 37 years, and some naysayer out there said, I'm wrong, the Democrats are back in power.
The naysayers that say that, we say, okay, what power are they on? Is it the one careening off the hills? Is the one that's over? Is the one that doesn't apply? Y'all understand that there's 163 days before we have midterms. So this power that y'all so proud of, this power y'all so proud of, turns into the House and the Senate and potentially the presidency. So it's going to be really interesting. Seems like a good day for a viceroy.